Spirit 105.3 Good News Story of the Day.
They served our country in war and suffered wounds thousands of miles from home. This afternoon, a group of veterans walk the last steps of their 1,000-mile journey to bring awareness to the needs of their fellow wounded veterans. Six soldiers, three from the U.S. and three from the U.K. They named it the Walk of America. And boy, did they walk. They began in Los Angeles back in June. The journey brought them through Jackson Hole, Wyoming, down through Kansas, into Austin, Texas, over to Jacksonville, Mississippi, up through our nation's capital, and crossed the finish line today in New York City. And that is where former Vice President Joe Biden was waiting to honor them.
And so what it reminds me of is the sacrifice our son made, the sacrifice that all these guys made and these women made.
And continue to make, those that deal with PTSD, depression, loneliness. It's still a very real thing. But one veteran who took this 1,000-mile walk said a way to combat that is to get a group of friends together and walk.
Go out into the middle of nowhere and just relax and enjoy yourselves, because it really does make a difference.
Another way these guys say that we can make a difference is to volunteer, to help different things within your community, to support our men and women who have given up so much for us. We can never say this enough. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice.